On this episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our discussion, 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, how wealthy do you want to be? The world is filled to the brim with wealth. You just have to go out and get your share. That's the thinking of many a millionaire. When will you be rich enough? That's the million-dollar question. Or the $2.4 million question, to be more accurate. You see, back in 2017, financial services firm Charles Schwab interviewed over 1,000 people ages 21 to 75 to discover that, on average, the respondents wanted $1.4 million so that they would feel financially comfortable, but $2.4 million to consider themselves wealthy. These numbers vary by country because they reflect different costs of living. The same survey revealed that workers in India consider themselves rich when earning the equivalent of £25,000 per year. Well, you may have guessed it, there is no single answer to what being wealthy really means. The important thing is what wealth means to you and where you decide to set your financial target. So the first thing to do is to put it into action. That's right, you need to set yourself a target. I've always loved the idea in Alice in Wonderland that if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. By working hard, saving, and investing your income, you will probably become wealthier than you are today. But where will you end up? Will you be financially comfortable enough to be able to retire, travel the world, donate to your favorite charities, and help your children? To be sure of living the life you've always dreamed of, it is essential to have at least an approximate calculation of how much wealth you will need to create. And you can do this by reflecting on what do you want to fund, purchase, or hold in reserve. You need to ask, what are the key things that you want to pay for? Examples might include a house, university educations for your kids, a fund for medical bills, or enough to travel every year. You need to quantify these figures. Do you want to achieve a certain level of annual income, that is, income that you're deriving strictly from your investments without having to work a typical J-O-B anymore? Do you have overall financial targets like the respondents in the Charles Schwab survey? Don't worry, if you can't calculate a precise figure, we all have struggled at this point. Instead, you need to set yourself a target of simply ensuring that your wealth increases every year and to feel that you can live off your wealth without having to sell any of your investments. You need a little professional help with this. This is where a financial advisor will come into play. It is a good idea to explore this with any certified public accountant or independent financial advisor who is multi-licensed. This topic may be, in fact, strange waters for you, but don't worry. Creating wealth is a process, and that's why we have this series, to introduce you each week to the 100 things millionaires do. Simply listen, adapt, and put into action the tips you'll learn right here every week. And that's this week's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.